Yes, thank you. Last week we had quite some contact with a lot of boards, also a board from the bakkerij. And, there, just as well, on a lot of other places, sustainability is an increasingly hot topic. And they're all working on it with sustainability awareness, sort of campaigns, banning single-use plastics, all, however, limited to practice, like, implementation kind of things. Because, they cannot really change their building or upgrade it because, it's not theirs. It is UT property. And so we received some questions about, would it be possible to sustainable upgrade the parts of the pakkerij using maybe double glass or, solar panels that were all just coined? And would it be in line with, UT becoming sustainable? And
the building of the pakkerij is the responsibility of the student union. Later this afternoon, we do talk to the board of the student union and we'll discuss this as well.
All right, thank you. And maybe a small follow-up on that, because all the boards were eagerly to... maybe I've invited you sometime to the pakkerij, because it was done maybe 5 years ago. Everybody talks about it, 5 years ago, the...
So my shoes are still there, sticking to the ground.
You're really enthusiastic about that. That happened 5 years ago. Some round was made during one of the nights. So hereby, you're sort of invited again if your agenda's in fashion.
Oh, thank you very much. And please take notice of the fact that the biggest changes in sustainability are related to behavioral changes, not in building changes.
Yeah.
Maybe that's what's
going
to take into account.
So, please, in line with sustainability, I'd also like to inform, especially if you're working with students, there is a student group now from the student union called Sustain.
Yeah.
So there's the student activist group Sustain, really focusing on how can we change the campus and also the facilities. So be in touch with them as well.
Okay, yeah, that's it. Then I go further along the line then. If not, so I like passion. Yeah.
But I was quick enough.
No.
It's a quick question.
We have to do this for next time. That's how the rules are.
This is so hard on my heart. This is from my heart.
Gabriel, stand here.
My question would be, please ask the question.
The students are always away how to go around.
I have one question. I understand Gabriel still has a question. Could you please
ask it? Yes, it's fine.
Thanks.
Gabriel, no.
Oh, wow. Sorry. It's, I just wanted to clarify something about the values. We mentioned values within the vision. Are the values general university values, or values only for the vision?
That's what I mean. Nice way of formulating that one.
Was it? Okay, probably not really.
Okay, I think so. Vision,
maybe you can give a little bit of background.
Okay, I'm trying to be quick here. It's on the research vision. We mentioned that there were values. We talked about values, so we mentioned values, but I want to clarify if the values are general university set values or values only for the vision 2030. Is that clear? Or
not completely, but maybe we can try to elucidate and what you mean. If we talk about values, it means about being fair, working on the social divide. These are values that we want to embrace in terms of the on the Shaping 2030 as well as in the research vision.
So they're university-wide values?
These are university-wide values, yes.
Okay,
Okay, then we still have the point of a written question. Jelle, you do this?
We have recently, over time, we've realized that often board decisions or board documents come from the organization. And in the organization, there's platforms that give an advice to the board. There's the SOA that gives an advice. Sometimes the programs give an advice. Yet when we receive the documents, all these recommendations are usually reduced to just one sentence. which makes it for the council sometimes difficult to assess how certain decisions were made and what the actual feeling within the organization about certain changes are. What we realize is that then quite often in the council, we redo the discussion that that the organization already did. And we feel that it might help us to get more information about the recommendations made by the organization to the board regarding upcoming decisions. And as such, as a council, we feel that maybe the board could help us and send with the documents that are put forward also the recommendations from the organization with a bit more volume than just the one sentence, the UCOA approves. Is that something that we could work on together?
Obviously, we can work on it together. And by the way, the UCOA or the UCE, as they call it in the Netherlands, does not approve anything, but they advise something to the board. And that's precisely what it is about. It's about advisory bodies that quite often give advice, but always on basis of extensive discussions. I've read the letter that was sent and that we are supposed to explain, and you could basically interpret it in different ways. One of them is basically you're withholding information, and that's not fair. That part I sort of ignore, and I interpret it as we would like to receive as much possible, as much information as possible, and that we do understand, because that indeed is also one of the tasks of the University Council, to also understand what actually is happening in the organization and trying to take that into account in their decisions. When reviewing, and especially the two specific cases that are mentioned in this letter, we noticed that indeed sometimes in documents that go to the University Council, we indeed have summarized the decision very briefly, whereas in the documents that we receive ourselves as a board, which also then contains a summary, it is more extensively. And we do not see any reason why you would receive a shorter summary than we would as a board, because basically what you have to do is judge us on the same considerations. So in that respect, we will try to pay as much attention as possible and make sure that the advice that we receive, that you also receive that. That said, what we're not going to do is send entire summaries of discussions that are being made. And that also has to do with the structure, not only of this university, but in the end of this entire country, which is consent-driven. And many of the bodies that advise either the board or the university as a whole, or the, for example, expert panels like PIA, in the end come to a conclusion that is based on extensive discussions in which interpretations are being made, in which sometimes you represent opinions of the faculty that you stand for, sometimes personal opinions, etc., etc. That's all fine. That is also, I think, that happens in a university. But what in the end counts for the board is what is the final conclusion. The perfect example is actually that is given with respect to city business development. Basically, you're inquiring what actually happened within the strategic board. The strategic board advises the university board. That do that on basis of an extensive discussion in which they discuss the pros and the cons, and in the end they settle to a common opinion in which probably nobody completely agrees, but everybody is happy enough, content enough to say, well, yeah, you know, this is what it is. And we definitely never take votes. By the time that you clearly see that one faculty or one member of the board that you're in fully disagrees with what is happening, then basically you go back. He said, okay, we stop here and we try to understand what is going on and try to repair that. Because that is what that's the way that we want to govern this this university. If there is a principal issue, and obviously there are always the decisions that some people are more happy with than others, that's a fact of life. That's also our job as a board, to make sure that decisions are being made. But if we really notice that there's something that is going on that really someone is extremely unhappy about and therefore cannot be explained from the set of principles that we try to attach as a board, then we go back to the drawing board and try to figure out how we can be better. So, in conclusion, what we try to do is better our lives and make sure that decisions or advices that we receive from bodies are being brought more extensively in the documents that we receive, whereas, and that then contains, or that then goes for the documents where apparently we did not do that. But what we are not going to do is basically put in full summaries with who has said what, etc., etc. That's not the way it works. Also, it would really impediment the work of those advisory bodies, because they people want to freely discuss, especially with the intention that in the end you come to a joint conclusion. And the joint conclusion is then the advice to the board.
Well, thank you for the very long and extensive explanation of the process. I think we are aligned on the idea. What we feel is just by getting a one-sentence recommendation from an advisory body, everybody here sits with a certain background, and everybody has heard something in the organization. And quite often you then get, again, the same discussion. So by getting the actual recommendations in full, so not a transcript of the meeting, but just the recommendation that is given, that would help us a lot on why a certain unit of the organization has made that recommendation. And for me personally, I would actually would like to go one step further and seeing whether we can officially ask platforms and issue a way to come with a written statement for the advice, and not just we agree, we approve, but why do you approve? What is the content? Why you do approve? So that makes it for us easier, and we can stop discussing internally, because the advisory body has already given advice and said why they advise that specific course of action.
Yep. Yeah, I need to think about it, actually, because it depends very much on the topic that that is at stake. If it is, for example, the decision, the executive board takes a certain decision, at least a decision on which you ask for the advice of a advisory body, then it is clear what they say yes or no to. And if there are clear considerations that should be taken into account, that will be in the advice to the board. And we can also, if that is clear enough, convey that to the University Council. There's nothing wrong with that.
Okay, yeah. This topic clear? Nobody has to add anything on this? And go to the last one.